نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ From this morning I received a number of calls with regards to the program tonight and many felt that if we are not going to have one program immediately after Ramadan then the spirit that was kindled in the month of Ramadan that flame will die down so even if it means very short notice whoever can make it will make it but we must please have a program so I considered it to be a request that I should take the name of my beloved Allah so how can you turn down a request to take the name of Allah so with that niyat even though it was very short notice but we thought we will have a short program inshallah May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make even the short program beneficial for us.
Ameen.
And that spirit of Ramadan, may Allah Ta'ala make it last till the next Ramadan.
Ameen.
Unfortunately, this is our situation, that the moment the moon of Eid is sighted, then those shayateen are released and we all become victims of the attacks of both nafs and shaitan. Immediately after Ramadan. In Ramadan, the only thing we had to fight was the nafs, but we didn't do a good job there too. So after Ramadan, when the shayateen are released, what are we going to do? The evil and mischievous shayateen. But nevertheless, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is living, and He is willing to accept a person any time, whether it is Ramadan or after Ramadan. If the person is sincere, he repents, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is willing to accept him. Of course, many, many brothers made some very positive changes in their lives in the month of Ramadan. But now what has to be done is to keep that spirit alive. Because there will be attractions from all sides. All sides, nafs and shaitan is trying to, will lead us astray. Fitnas are going to be lashing at us, and especially now that the New Year is coming. We just got over the Christmas and now it will be New Year's. So it is a time for entertainment, fun and pleasure. That is about all. In the lives of the disbelievers, what else is there except fun, pleasure and entertainment? Because this is Jannat for them. Now why should we race after them? If they are not going to get it in this world, where are they going to get it? So for their little good deeds that they do, they will enjoy themselves in this world. But if we try to follow them, it will lead us to nothing but destruction. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect us all.
Ameen, ameen.
اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بے کار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس سب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے
अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह जल जलालुहु। अल्लाह 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह 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 La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah Allahu Allah 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا رحيم يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلور اللہ او مائی رحیم کریم اللہ او مائی ستار غفار اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ. یو آر کمپیشنٹ یو آر کائنڈ یو آر فورگیونگ یو آر لونگ یو آر کیئرنگ. Oh Allah, we know that we are sinful ones. Oh Allah, even in the month of Ramadan, we did not do justice to the Mubarak days of Ramadan and the Mubarak nights of Ramadan. Oh Allah, so much of our time was spent in futile activities and so much of our time was even spent in sinful activities. Ay Vere Allah, you witnessed everything that we did. Oh Allah, you could have seized us in the month of Ramadan and destroyed us if you had wished. But oh my beloved Allah, you are forgiving, you are merciful, you are kind. Ya Allah, we know that Ramadan has passed, but you are still living, O my Allah, and all your sifats are living, O my Allah. Ya Allah, your sifats are with you. O my beloved Allah, your sifat of Rahimi has not left you after Ramadan. Your sifat of Karimi has not left you after Ramadan. Ay Allah, teri shan e maghfirat. اے اللہ یہ تو تیری صفت ہے. اے میرے پیارے خدا, رمضان ہو یا نہ ہو, اے اللہ تو معاف کرنے کے لیے تیار ہے. او اللہ, you are prepared to forgive. Oh Allah, all you wish is that we should turn towards you with repentance. Oh my Allah, we are acknowledging, we are confessing before you that indeed we have been very sinful even in the month of Ramadan. But oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, where can we go? Where else can we go? Who else is there for us besides you? Oh my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat from us because we did not do justice to the month of Ramadan, then oh my Allah, you tell us, is there another Allah that we can turn towards? Is there another Allah before whom we can bow? Is there another Allah before whom we can extend our hands? Is there another Allah before whom we can place our foreheads in sajda? Oh Allah, is there another Allah before whom we can extend these begging goals of ours? Hey, very Allah,
There is no one for us besides you. So we have to turn towards you. We have to turn towards you. No matter how many times we break our tawbah. But O Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Therefore, my Allah, tonight we are extending our hands before you. O Allah, so many brothers and sisters have come away at short notice. O Allah, because they want to keep the flame of the Ramadan alive. Ay, mere pyare khuda, inke aane ko tu qubool farma. O Allah, inke aane ko qubool farma le. Ya Allah, there were so many attractions out there. O Allah, there were so many distractions. Ya Allah, there were so many people who were tired after the Eid. Lekin ere mere pyare khuda, uske bawajood wo aa gaye. Ay Allah, ye tere naam ki barkat hai. O Allah, they came because they love you. They came because they love taking your name. What else has brought them here? Oh my Allah. Oh Allah, we are not distributing any gold coins here. Oh Allah, we are not distributing any material wealth here. Ya Allah, what else has brought them here except that they are hopeful of forgiveness. They are hopeful of your mercy. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive our brothers and sisters. Forgive our parents. Forgive our wives and children. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hey, mere Allah. Hey, mere pyare Allah. Hey, mere kareeb Allah. Hey, mere kareeb Allah. Kareeb is the one who gives without the person deserving. Oh my Allah, we know that we are deserving of punishment. We know we are deserving of punishment. But oh Allah, you don't like to punish your creation. If it had been your desire to punish everybody, you would not have sent 124,000 Nabis to the world. You would not have sent our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to guide mankind. You would not have revealed the Holy Quran upon him. Oh Allah, you would not have sent the Tabi'in, the Sahaba Kiram Ridwanullah Ali Majma'in, the Tabi'in, the Awliya of the Ummah, the Mashaykh. Ay Allah, to guide us and show us Sirat Mustaqeem. Ya Allah, all this shows that you want us to go to Jannat. Ay Allah, we too want to go to Jannat. But oh Allah, these enemies are on our road to Jannat. Nafs and Shaitan, our enemies. Ya Allah, they always want to distance us from the road that leads to Jannat. They want to divert us, oh Allah, in different directions. Ay Allah, they want to distance us from you. They want to distance us from Jannat. They want to distance us from my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lekin mere Allah, mere pyare khuda, nafs o shaitan to teri makhlooq hai. Ya Allah, it is your creation, nafs and shaitan. Ay Allah, teri kudrat ke saamne inki kuch bhi kudrat nahi hai. It has got no power, oh Allah, in front of your power. Ay Allah, nafs and shaitan are not even like a small pup in front of your power and kudrat. Ay Allah, ye hume kya nuksan pahuncha sakte hai. Ay Allah, agar tu hamari hifazat par aa jaye. Ay Allah, if you come away on our protection, then these enemies cannot harm us in any way. Ay Allah, hamari madad farma, hamari nusrat farma. Ay Allah, ghaibi madad aur nusrat farma. Ya Allah, help us and assist us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Ay Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Do not bring front of us any kind of test, oh my Allah. We are so weak that we will slip and fall immediately that some test comes. Ay Allah, tu har kisam ki aazmaish se hifazat farma. Ay Allah, maal ki aafat se hifazat farma. Ay Allah, dunya ki aafaton se hifazat farma. Zameen ki aafaton se hifazat farma. Ay Allah, aasman ki aafaton se hifazat farma. Oh Allah, protect us from the calamities of the heavens. Protect us from the calamities of the earth. Ay Allah, protect us from the calamities of wind and rain. Ay Allah, hamari har kisam ki aafaton se hifazat farma. Ay Allah, tere qabze qudrat mein sab kuch hai. Ya Allah, hamare saghira guna maaf farma, hamare kabira guna maaf farma. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, you have heard everything, you have seen everything, you know everything. Oh my Allah, we are seeking forgiveness. Ya Allah, we know you love forgiveness. Oh Allah, we are seeking forgiveness from you. Forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, if you had not blessed us with all these ni'mats, if you had not blessed us with sight, if you had not blessed us with hearing, if you had not blessed us with speech, if you had not blessed us with our heart, liver and lungs all functioning properly, oh my Allah, what would have been our condition? Ay Allah, we would have been paralyzed. Oh Allah, we would have been cabbages. Ay mere pyare khuda, hum kamzor hote, hum zayif hote. Ay mere pyare khuda, you blessed us with so much of your ni'mats, lekin mere pyare khuda, we use the same ni'mats for your disobedience. Ay Allah, wohi aag
آنکھ ہم حرام دیکھنے کے اندر دن رات استعمال کرتے ہیں، اے اللہ وہی کان ہم حرام سننے کے اندر دن رات استعمال کرتے ہیں، او اللہ the same tongues we use in حرام day and night، اے اللہ our hands and feet we use towards حرام day and night، how many times these feet have walked to the cinemas، how many times these feet have walked to the discos، او اللہ how many times our feet have walked to the theaters، how many times our feet has taken us to the casinos، how many times our feet has taken us to haram places of entertainment، اے میرے اللہ، لیکن آج رات ہم توبہ کرتے ہیں، ہم توبہ کرتے ہیں، اے اللہ ہمیں اپنا بنا لے، ہمیں اپنا بنا لے، او اللہ ہولڈ اوور ہینڈز اینڈ ٹیک اس الونگ، اے اللہ ہولڈ اوور ہینڈز اینڈ ٹیک اس الونگ، او اللہ وی ایکسٹریملی ویک، او اللہ اف از این ایکسٹریملی ویک اینڈ فیبل پرسن دین ٹو پیپل ہولڈ ہز ہینڈز اینڈ ٹیک ہیم الونگ، او اللہ وی آر سو ویک اسپریچولی دیٹ او اللہ وی نیڈ یو ٹو ٹیک اس الونگ، اے اللہ تو ہمیں قوت جذب سے اپنا بنا لے، اے اللہ ود یور پاور آف جذب اینڈ پل میک اس یورز، اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری، جو تو میرا تو سب میرا، فلک میرا زمین میری، او اللہ اف یو بیکم آورز دین کنگڈمز ول بی آورز، اف یو آر ناٹ آورز اور چلڈرن ول ناٹ بی آورز، اور ہومز ول ناٹ بی آورز، اور بزنسز ول ناٹ بی آورز، اے اللہ نتھنگ ول بی آورز، اے اللہ تو ہمارا بن جا اور ہمیں اپنا بنا لے، یا اللہ بلیس ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس ود پراسپیرٹی، بلیس اس ود ہیپینس، بلیس اس ود contentment, bless us with joy and satisfaction, ya Allah bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah, ya Allah bless the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with forgiveness of all sins and bless them with the best of this world and the best of akhirah, ya Allah assist and help the mujahideen wherever they are, ya Allah wherever they are help them and assist them, ay mere pyare khuda bless us with qanaat in our hearts, bless us with sabr in our hearts, bless us with shukr in our hearts, oh my beloved Allah make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of Marifat. Ya Allah, let us not be like the sardines which come above the water and then little children pluck it away. Oh my Allah, do not let us be like that, that nafs and shaitan be plucks us away from the surface of the water. Ey mere pyare khuda, nafs and shaitan are like the vultures. Ey Allah, keep us deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ey Allah, give us such a bond with you. Give us such muhabbat of yours and your Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, such love and such muhabbat that it becomes extremely easy to do everything that you have ordered and extremely easy to give up everything that you have prohibited. Oh my beloved Allah, put such love in our hearts. Allah, protect us from the azab of qabr. Protect us from the azab of hashar. Ya Allah, cause us to cross pul sirat like lightning. Enter us into jannat without any reckoning. Hey, mere Allah. Hey, mere Allah. Enter us into jannat without any reckoning. Do not question us on the day of judgment. It will cause us embarrassment in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ummatis. And oh Allah, do not cause embarrassment to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, if you forgive those who have gathered, there is nobody to question you. Why you forgave those who gathered in Masjid-e-Noor and extended their hands? They were sinful ones. Why you forgave them? There's nobody to question you, oh my Allah. If you forgive us, we will become successful. Our wives and children will become successful. Our brothers and sisters will become successful. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak will become happy and pleased. Oh Allah, you will become happy and pleased. Ya Allah, only nafs and shaitan will be displeased. Lekin mere pyare khuda, mere pyare Nabi sallam ko razi kar لے راضی کر لے ہم نے بہت دکھ پہنچایا ہم نے اپنے اعمال سے میرے پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو ہر ہفتے میں جب اعمال پیش ہوتے ہیں اے اللہ اتنا دکھ پہنچایا اتنا دکھ پہنچایا ہائے میرے اللہ ایوری ویک وین اور اعمال آر پریزنٹڈ بیفور رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اے اللہ وین ہی سیز دیٹ دس از دا کنڈیشن of that ummati of mine for whom I teared so much, for whom I shed so much of my blood. Ha, mere Allah, mere pyare Nabi ko hum sata rahe hai. In his time, the Yahud, the Kuffar and the Mushrikeen used to cause him injury and pain. Allah, with our actions, we are causing him so much of injury and hurt. Lekin mere Allah, تو میرے پیارے نبی کی شان رحمت للعالمین کی طفیل میں ہمیں معاف فرما دے اے اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, let it not be in a state of sin. Ya Allah, we do not know when the angel of death will come.
We do not know when Israel alayhi salam is going to strike. Allah, do not let him find us in a cinema. Do not let him find us in a disco. Ya Allah, just the other day we heard 350 people died in a disco. Hey Allah, people are dying in cinemas, in theaters, in discos, in casinos, in prostitution, in haram. Ay Allah, don't let our death be in a haram place. Don't let the angel of death find us popping some drugs into our mouths. Ay Allah, hamari hifazat farma. Ay Allah, maut barkat wali ata farma. Allahumma barik lana fil maut. Allahumma barik lana fil maut. Wa fima ba'd al maut. Allahumma barik lana fil maut. Wa fima ba'd al maut. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. Hey Allah, we are so sinful that we are seeking from you. And when the time of our death comes, call us away to Madina Tayyiba. And whilst we are standing at the Rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and saying as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, at that time our soul leaves our body. Hi, very Allah, what a beautiful death that would be. But oh Allah, we know that we are not deserving of such a death. So wherever our death is muqaddar, oh Allah, let it be in a state of iman. Let it be in a state of your pleasure. But oh Allah, there is nothing difficult for you. Allah, there is nothing difficult for you to give us death in Madina Tayyiba, so that we get burial in Jannatul Baqi. Mere Allah, is dunya ki namaton se hame mala maal farma. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, remove their financial difficulties with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, so many people are financially suffering. Ya Allah, remove their difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with righteous children. Those who have got no iman, bless them with iman. Those who have got no Islam, bless them with Islam. Those who have got iman and Islam, give them istiqamat, O my Allah. Give us steadfastness, O my Allah. Ya Allah, what is this? The moment we step outside the masjid, so quickly we are attracted by nafs and shaitan. We just don't have the power to restrain ourselves. Oh my Allah, make us like lions against nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, those who have got children, make them pious and righteous. Make them the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Oh my beloved Allah, make them obedient to you. Ya Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept the khidmat-e diniya. Ya Allah, tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Unke gashto ko qubool farma. Unke ijtemaat ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, sare alam ke andar tu iman aur hidayat ki hawa ko phaila de. Ya Allah, khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Hamare mashayikh ke aansuo ko qubool farma. Ay Allah, jo unme bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, khas kar mere shaykh ko, ay Allah, tu sehat aur afiyat ay mere pyare khuda ata farma. Ay Allah, ta der unke sayae rahmat ko hamare saron par qaim rakh. Oh Allah, if they had not shown us your marifat and your haqeeqat, ay Allah, we do not know in which gutters we would have been. Ay Allah, in sab ko sehat aur afiyat ata farma. اے اللہ, جو انتقال کر گئے ان کی پوری مغفرت فرما. یا اللہ, مساجد کی محنت قبول فرما. حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما. مسجد اقصیٰ کو دوبارہ مسلمانوں کے قبضے میں نصیب فرما. حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ان اللہ وملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Brothers, you must just wait for some announcement by tomorrow, inshallah. Many brothers mentioned what happened last year was that millennium thing, and alhamdulillah, those who were in the masjid packed on that night, I think it was the 27th night, 28th or 29th night or something of that kind, but the masjid was packed and no brother even heard any sound of the crackers or the celebration of New Year's Eve or whatever took place outside. There was so much of peace, so much of sukoon, and at 10 past 12 we finished and they didn't even hear anything. So again we are coming to a very similar situation, and we have just come out of Ramadan. What can we do whether we're sick or not sick? But the thing is, for the sake of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if we make a little bit of sacrifice, who knows Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala what he'll bless us with. So inshallah, I have an intention of having a program from 11:15 till 12:15 on Sunday night. Remember that outside there on the beachfront and on the streets and in the marketplaces and all these places where there's intermingling and music and fun and entertainment, the heart will get restlessness, darkness will settle in, and after that, look at the azab that Allah is sending of fights and arguments and quarrels and husband-wife problems and all kinds of things. So try and spend your time here. That 1 hour won't make a very big distinct difference. If you have to, we won't miss out anything outside, but inshallah you'll find something inside. And but by tomorrow Juma time, just subject to one or two things I have to consider, but inshallah we'll have it. So then we'll announce inshallah by tomorrow the other programs. And also one more thing I want to tell you is that alhamdulillah, I mean, I don't get the chance to listen to Radio Ansar. They have taken some programs from here, and they asked me to this morning to come on this at 3 o'clock in some program that they are having to say something about after Ramadan, what. So they have many good programs, and which is beneficial for the ummah at large. I have no problem with that, but it is my duty to inform you that if there are certain programs which are not right for the, then we have to tell you, otherwise Qiyamah they will be questioned. Now I have been informed that there is a program now where ladies sing Naat Sharif and other things on the radio. Now when sweet voices of women, it is not permissible to listen, even if it is just general discussion. Sweet voice, if they talk and it's going to create fitna, then it is not permissible for the adult, for the male to listen. Just like that, talk and discussion is permissible if there is proper hijab and restrictions and things like that. But what I am saying is that if the woman's voice is going to be a fitna, then the man should not listen to that. So then what about singing? Singing girls is a sign of qiyamah. To listen to singing women, for the male person to listen to singing women, is a sign of qiyamah. Now in the name of Islam, how can we bring a sign of qiyamah? Now if somebody is not listening, or they've got their own views, or they've got their own opinions, I don't want to argue with anybody, and I don't want you to argue also. But what I am saying is that those people who have got confidence and trust in my opinion, that it is based on the Quran and Sunnah, and that I'm not motivated by any material thing, then my advice to you is that when such programs come, then switch off the radio. If the ladies want to listen to them, well and good, but you switch it off. Otherwise that little noor that will come here will go away just now. Just go and listen to one woman singing with a sweet voice and see what shaitan whispers into your heart. Even if it is Naat Sharif, even if it is Quran Sharif, look at the kitabs of fiqh, what do they say there? Yes, she can sing for her husband, there's no problem. But singing for the ummah at large and entertaining them, and especially male persons who are ghair mahram, strangers to her, with all kinds of doubts are created. And don't think this is just fantasy. Believe me, there are so many young brothers who have now changed their lives. They are sitting, some of them here, and some come here on other programs, and many. And they write to me, and they say what is happening in their lives. And they state all these things, that somebody's voice attracted them. Somebody's this attracted them. Somebody's clothing attracted them. Something. And they are afterwards wanting to come out of it, and it doesn't come out. Like recently also, just in this month of Ramadan, a young person wrote, he says that he was listening, and then there's some woman who's got a very stylish way of speaking and his presentation. And he says, Maulana, in my Taraweeh, in my Namaz, in everything, he says that I just couldn't get that out. And in fact, so much so that I still kept looking forward to going and listening to her. The moment her program comes, I'm switching it on. Now, is this ibadat? So don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that everything is haram. And there are many programs that are right there, you can listen to it and benefit from it, but you have to draw the line somewhere. If they are moving in a fast lane, then you have to tell them to slow down somewhere. So if they are inviting our women and our girls and our families and all, and come and have a good shopping and partying and all kinds of things, so then we have to understand that we must send them to such places, or we must try and avoid such places where there will be a lot of intermingling and a lot of fitnas. Even if it's in the name of Islam. Because the easiest thing today to do is to put Islamic tag on anything. Easiest thing. I was in London and I went to an Islamic bookshop. They said Islamic bookshop. Now who was serving there? Two scantily dressed women. They were serving Islamic books. So Islam has become like a plaything. You just attach the tag everywhere, Islam, Islam, Islam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. These are days of fitna. I am trying to save myself and save my friends from it. Those who do not want to listen, or they don't want to, or they don't have that trust and confidence, I have got no argument with them. But my duty towards these friends of mine and those people especially who have become bayat is to tell them openly, if I don't do that, I will be making khayanat. It will be khayanat. So don't misunderstand, but at the same time, try and protect yourself. So on the eve of that New Year's thing, if you are not going out of town, and those people who sleep away early and they get up early, then you don't have to come. There's not necessary to. There's no problem. But those who wait for New Year's Eve and all the boom bang and fireworks and so those people must try and come and save themselves. What is the sense? Whole month's ibadat, and within seconds we just cause it to vanish like that. How can we get peace after that? I'm trying to pour my heart out. Believe me, I don't have my gaze on anybody's wealth or property or anything like that. Only thing I want is that myself and you must be connected with Allah and His Rasulullah. So make dua for me. So please understand clearly what I said, that if there are adult women who are singing, then don't use that hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that the young girl sang Tala al-Badru alayna. Who sang that? And for whom did they sing that? And what were the ages of those girls? And when was that incident? Now we're quoting hadiths also to justify our sins. Clear hadiths are mentioned. Singing and dancing girls, it is a sign of qiyamah, when the ghair mahram are going to listen to their voices. So I believe, somebody told me, that there is a program now where girls will be singing naats, or ladies will be singing naats, and there's a competition and things like that. So for my friends, my humble appeal to you is that to save that noor that has come into your heart of this little zikr, avoid such programs. May Allah Ta'ala bless you, bless me, and bless them.
A question comes in mind, and that is this, that where they are broadcasting programs like from the Masjid here or from other places where the right programs are being broadcast, by them broadcasting those, isn't it lending them credibility or doing other things?
Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he shared his tafsir Mu'arif al-Quran on the station Radio Pakistan, and it commenced on it, and he was given a certain slot, and he used to make his tafsir there, and he used to go away, and immediately after that they used to have their music and they used to have all their thing, and he made it very clear that all these things are haram. So when they asked him, he said that this is an opportunity that is, we are just taking one slot there, in which we make it clear that during that time there must be no music, there must be no this, no that, no that. But millions of people all over Pakistan, they are going to benefit from the program that will take place during that hour. And in fact, that is what afterwards became Mu'arif al-Quran. And he has given whole details to that. So therefore, we make it very clear that look, it does not mean that because of one or two programs which we are asked to come on, the whole radio station and everything that comes on, we are giving it credibility. But as long as we say it openly, clearly, and we draw the line somewhere, and people are not misled into believing that because of our participation in certain programs, everything now becomes acceptable. So this has been the Maulana Abu Hasan Ali Nadvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, all of our Kabir, they used to go on air, and they used to, because millions of people listen, like our program of the Eidgah, so much of positive results. Even the 27 nights, so many of them phoned me, telephoned me, we gave up this sin, we made tawbah from this, tawbah from that. So there is a benefit. So we take advantage of that. But as far as those things which are wrong, then it is about the duty of the ulama that they must tell openly and clearly that these things are wrong, and they must draw the line. But if they don't accept it, that is between them and Allah Ta'ala. But in our particular slot, we must not allow. Like for example, in our particular spot, if they say every year and they will have a little bit of music or a little bit of, then we'll say, then we're not prepared to do that. May Allah Ta'ala give hidayat.